Oh, you had to mention those success posters, didn't you?
Those success posters. You know what
those I think? Those are so hokey.
What I thought was funny is...
Airline magazines always want to sell them to you.
Well, where my husband used to work, they had those posters, you know, success, teamwork, and they would have some big photo. And after that place closed its plant, his supervisor started working at a place, and he got some of these posters, and I was over there, we did some work for him, and I looked, and there was teamwork, and it had a shot of the Great Wall of China, because you can't put that together yourself,
okay.
Yada yada, and I always thought, you know, maybe I should get him a photo of my shot of the Great Wall of China and put that up on the poster. So I figured I've got that photo. I might as well use
it. I think the Great Wall of China was put up by one.
One very, very busy, tired fellow.
Well, actually, it was like, you know, what a flying saucer people. And they just, they did the pyramids. They got done with the pyramids. They said, well, let's build a wall.
You know, yeah.
And the guy said, you want to build a wall? I don't want to build a wall. He said, well, you take a rest. I'll build the wall.
You know, you take a day off. Exactly.
And there was a wall.
There you go.
It's very simple.
Scars Publications actually now is also, and if you are interested, you can go to the website scars.tv because they do stuff with video and MP3 files and stuff as well as these magazines. They're doing a poetry wall calendar. And I believe the shot of the Great Wall of China is going to be one of the months quoting poems, because there'll be one or a few poems in each month with different people that have submitted work that's very short that could be considered for it. And so even that Great Wall of China shot will be in that wall calendar that will be available online for sale. So yeah. Would anybody be interested in playing another track from the DMGR Connection?
Why don't we hear another track?
This one, I think, is a riot. It's the second track, and it's one that I decided to write down dreams. And I can't believe I had this dream. And John was listening to this, and he says, you know, this sounds very Laurie Anderson-esque, just the way this whole succession is going, the way this story is going. This is called Dream One, Dog Stuck to My Face.